My colleagues have brought up some very good points, and in the event that you still support, for some reason, the World Health Organization, I'd like to let you know exactly what you're supporting. In 2010, the WHO published international sexual education standards for children that included recommendations to teach infants to four-year-olds about, and I quote, the right to explore nakedness, and teach 4 to 6 year olds about early childhood masturbation and the enjoyment and pleasures when touching one's own body and genitals. What parent, what taxpayer thinks that this is normal? Frankly, if you're supporting this, I think that you're a pervert and you need to stay completely away from children. It gets worse, though. One of the WHO's partners on this guidance in the Netherlands helped write these standards and implemented them in country through curriculum that taught children as young as 5 years old how to masturbate and about different sex techniques. One of these videos was so obscene and received such public backlash that they had to remove it altogether, of which we did watch it earlier today to ensure that we were circulating the correct information. But this is just a small part of the WHO's agenda to sexualize children. WHO is a mega donor to the International Planned Parenthood Fund, IPPF, a global sex ed organization that exists in over 146 countries, and in 2017 put out a toolkit for children to normalize the prostitution of children under the age of 10 years old. Does anyone here agree with that? I would hope not. You know, we have a big obligation here in our country and as members of Congress to ensure that our funding is especially not going to anything that would hurt children, and that is exactly why we're supporting defunding the WHO. Thank you.
Thank you. As a servant to the many different people who make up our one Queensland community, I draw the Senate's attention to the United Nations World Health Organization's current attempt at child grooming. This speech is part of my longer essay on this topic published yesterday in The Spectator Online. The World Health Organization has orchestrated a framework for health and education policymakers called Standards for a Sexuality Education in Europe. Only last month, the World Health Organization tried to expand this agenda worldwide and failed to get the numbers for now. Not to be outdone, the UN has a complementary framework called the International Guidance on Sexuality Education. The World Health Organization and the UN preferred framework demands that sex education begin at birth and under the state's guidance, not the parents. In their own words, quote, this framework aims to empower children and young people to develop respectful sexual relationships. These skills can help children and young people form respectful and healthy relationships with romantic or sexual partners. By age 4, the child will have knowledge of biological reproduction and sexuality sufficient to differentiate between heterosexual and homosexual behaviour, and will be taught about consent. Under 4, by age 6, children will be exposed to education on intercourse, masturbation and pornography. By age 9, these will be actually taught with the intent of achieving an adult knowledge, with the assumption these 9-year-olds would have had their first sexual encounter. Well, they will now. By age 12, the World Health Organization will place all this knowledge into the appropriate political context, thereby destroying our kids' chances of ever having a loving, monogamous relationship. Children are impressionable, and in early formative years can be scarred for life. Adult sexual content has no place in the child's education in the way these monsters propose. It's time to get out of the pervert's paradise that the UN and its agencies have become.